not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Monday, everybody. Man, what a night. Lots of rain. We definitely got the record for November set in concrete now. I had 1.2 at my official rain gauge up on top of the hill at my house. I know some people up around Arnett got up to 3 inches. We had tornadoes. First tornado I seen, warning Lacey, went off about 3:15 this morning down around Gould and headed its way up towards Willow and Lake Creek Road and on up to Retrop and Sentinel. I believe there was some damage to some outbuildings at the Ferris Farms there at Sentinel. That's all I've heard about. If there's some more, please 580-225-9697. Parts of Greer County and Ouachita County still have some flood advisories going on. It looks like they're along the creeks and rivers mainly. And just tornadoes for Thanksgiving. Kind of new around here, but anyway, hey, we'll take this rain. Amazing. Let's check out some temperatures around our listening areas because we got a huge show on tab today. 42 at Hooker, 49 at Buffalo, 51 at Cheyenne, 59 at Hollis, 60 at Hobart, 62 at Lahoma. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 47 at Lipscomb, 48 at Miami, 51 at McLean. I was looking at McLean a while ago. Month-to-date precipitation, 10.45 inches of rain. And it's basically the middle of November. We keep this up, they'll have 20 inches of rain this month. Hopefully, we're never going to turn down rain, but yeah, enough's enough sometimes. Wellington is 55, 62. I didn't even look at, yeah, Odell's got over 8.5 inches of rain at there. So, anyway, what a blessing in disguise for November. Nobody was expecting this, so it's pretty good. Well, today on the show, coming up next segment, I'm going to have Keaton Feller here from Lipscomb Ford over at Sayre. We're going to be talking about some farm trucks with new hay beds on them and all this good stuff. And then coming up at 12:30 for the rest of the show, I'm going to have Mr. Jimmy Emmons from Leedy, Oklahoma. And a lot of you guys know Jimmy. I call him the soil health doctor. But anyway, he's just a wonderful person from around Leedy. He is in the hunt for the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture with the Trump administration. So he's coming in. We're going to talk to him and see how that is. He's already interviewed for the position, but we're just going to have a conversation with Jimmy. He's always really wonderful to talk to about, especially soil health and cover crops and all kinds of stuff. But anyway, it's going to be really fun. So let's get on with it. Let's see what happened overnight in our big world of ag. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading as forecast for favorable weather in parts of Brazil on concerns about demand for U.S. products moving forward. Rain was expected over the weekend in some of the growing areas in Brazil, and improvements to dry regions are forecast for this week. Brazil is expected to produce a record 169 million metric tons of soybean in the 24-25 marketing year, according to the USDA. If realized, that would be up from 153 million tons produced a year earlier. U.S. production, meanwhile, is forecast at 121.4 million metric tons, and that's up from 113.3 million a year earlier. Also weighing in on soybean futures are concerns about demand should President-elect Donald Trump impose promised tariffs on goods from trading partners, including China. That would undoubtedly kick off a trade war and push Chinese buyers of soybeans and other ag products to South America, according to economists. Soybean futures for January delivered fell 5.5 cents, $9.93 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up 70 cents to $2.91.50 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.56 cents to 44.95 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery was unchanged at 4.35 and a quarter. Wheat futures for December delivery came up 4.75 cents to 5.58 and three quarters a bushel, and Kansas City futures gained 4 cents to 5.56 and a quarter a bushel. Speculators held a net long position, or bets on higher prices, of 99,779 futures contracts in corn. That's up from 3,000 from only 3,035 contracts a week earlier, in the largest bullish position since February of 2023. Money managers were net short in soybeans by 39,701 futures contracts last week. That's down from 56,000 the previous week, and that's the smallest bearish position in beans since October 8th. In wheat, investors raised their net short positions in hard red winter wheat futures to 26,000 contracts. That's up from 14,000 contracts at previous week, and the largest bearish position since September 3rd. Investors raised their bearish bets in soft red winter wheat to 52,000 future contracts, and that's up from 34,000 the week before that. So, anyway, all kinds of crazy stuff going on them grain markets. Flood watches remain in effect parts of Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, according to the National Weather Service. Flooding is expected due to excessive rainfall for the region. Wind advisories are also in effect till 3 p.m. in much of Oklahoma and parts of North Texas. Winds will be sustained 20 to 30 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 50. And there you have it. That's about what's going on. Well, let's go ahead and do the grain markets, brought to you by the Lipscomb dealerships here in Oklahoma and in Texas. Corn for December, 427, up 3.5. March is 438, up 2.75. Soybeans for January, 996, down 1.75. March, 1006, down 2. Soybean meal, December, 288.30. Down 130, January 290, 40, down 40. Soybean oil, December 44.80, down 55. Hard red winter wheat, looking better. December 5.55, up 15.25. March is 5.66, up 13.75. Cotton, December 66.55. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil, December 68.98, up 196 today. Natural gas is up to 291 for December. Looks like the Dow is in the red and the S&P and NASDAQ are all in the green. Live cattle, December 183.82, up 87. February 185.85, up 60. Feeder cattle for November, 251.15, down a nickel. January, 248.80. up 157. Lean hogs, December 80.10, down 60. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll have more news in the big old world of agriculture. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November the 8th. 488 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 433 brought 313. 3 at 492 brought 294. 11 at 527 brought 288. 6 at 535 brought 282. 12 at 695 brought 235.50. 5 head of heifers at 478 brought 276. 4 at 486 brought 240. 6 at 525 brought 246. 11 at 538 brought 253. 3 at 557 brought 247, 8 at 607 brought 226, 6 at 699 brought 217, butcher cows were 10 to 140, butcher bulls brought 111 to 150, bred cows were 975 to 2075, pairs brought 1850 to 2125, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel, your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas, here's your ag weather update. Currently it's 55, humidity's 91, dew point's 53, and the wind's out of the west at 21 with wind gust up to 26. Peak wind gust today is 47 miles an hour. I bet that was about 3 this morning. Month-to-date precipitation at Wellington, 8.56 inches of rain, no red flag, no sub-freezing minutes, 8-inch soil temperature, 59 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. and Mrs. Keaton Feller. I thought I had Keaton coming in with the wife. He showed up, too, which is good. She's a lot funner to talk to anyway.
She's a little prettier, too.
Yeah, by a lot, long ways. But we better get off that anyway. Well, Keaton, you guys, you manage the Lipscomb Ford dealership over at Sayre.
Yes, sir.
And you guys switched over from the gray, whatever the, what they call it, the Doug Gray.
Yeah, the auto group.
The auto group. Yep. That's the word I was looking for. Anyway, you guys switched over, what, last year?
Yeah, last September, actually. It's been just a little over a year now since the switchover.
Right. And so how's things going?
Man, it's actually going really well. We're, of course, right now is you know, it's tax season for the farmers and ranchers and everybody, and so there's some good deals on pickups and stuff going. So
too many guys selling cattle.
Yeah, we're pretty hooked up at the moment. So it's all going really well. Brittany does the finance side of things for us, and so we keep her really hooked up as well. That's why I brought her along with me today to have a little more insight there. But yeah, it's man, it's exciting. Really, it's been going really smooth and uphill.
Well, a lot of farmers drive around here in Ford one tons, three quarter tons, got their flatbeds on.
Oh yeah.
And they got the, it doesn't matter whether it's a Dewey's or a Spike. And so they, you guys got any sales going on them right now?
Man, we do. We kind of plan for this a little earlier. You know, it's generally 4 to 6 months from the time you order a pickup till it gets here. And so I order the vehicles, and about 6 months ago, I put in a lot of orders for duallys and cabin chassis, specific trucks that typically work well with the different varieties of hay beds. And they all came in perfect timing. I mean, we've got, you know, four cabin chassis on the ground right now that are usually hard to find, very difficult trucks, 450s, stuff that is just generally really hard to get this time of year because every dealer's trying to get it. And we've been pretty fortunate to see a large influx of that stuff. And, you know, we've been putting hay beds on, you know, ever since probably 3-4 weeks ago, something like that. Is really when it kicked off. We started getting that business in and people wanting to build a new feed truck and different things.
Why is the I seen more 450s in the last 2 years than I ever seen in my life. Why?
I don't know. It's strange. I've kind of seen the same thing as well. I don't know if people's trailers are getting bigger and heavier or if they're hauling more cattle or really the 450 as far as the towing capacities and things, there's not much difference in the 350 and the 450. The 450 has a little bit bigger brake setup, a little wider track, some different things like that. But generally, a 350 will do everything that a 450 will do.
Yeah, and like I said, I've seen more 450s. Well, Michael Oldham, it doesn't matter. He's getting a 450 because he overloads stuff.
Yep, yeah, he got it from me, and he does overload them. We work on them quite often. but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's a look thing. They're big, bulky, fat-fendered. They look cool, you know, and we're like Odom's concerned. He probably just needs a tank.
Yeah, he does. you think Toby Keith had anything to do with that with the 450?
Oh man, I could be, could very,
you know,
well.
He had the Tonka truck looking one, and the 450 looks similar to
that. The big fender flares and things, and that's kind of an oncoming trend, you know, with Raptors and Broncos and all of that stuff. It's kind of going more towards a fat tire, wider stance, you know, stuff like that. So it seems to work, and luckily they don't pay me to make those decisions at the factory. But it's business has been great. There's big rebates on stuff again, which we haven't seen since pre-pandemic times. You know, you've got good incentives. For the first time ever, I've been there 13 years. You know, I ran that store for my dad and Doug before it became Lipscomb and everything. And they have never put low interest on Super Duties of any kind, ever.
I've never seen it.
Nope, never. And now it started about last month, maybe the middle of September. On the XLs and XLT heavy-duty pickups, they have low APR available. So you can get some low interest rates on those.
What, did you have anything to do with that?
I don't have anything to do with that.
why not? You're the finance lady.
They make the decisions. I just make them happen.
Oh, that's awesome. So what's been going on with you guys' lifestyle?
Oh, Lord.
That could be a whole separate radio show, probably. We actually closed
We got lots of time.
We closed on our house sale this morning. We've been living in a 42-foot fifth wheel on our farm.
I've seen it.
I talked to you a couple years ago when we kind of dove into that venture, and we play around with some steers, and she's got some horses that are glorified lawnmowers and that type of thing. But it's been really good, man. I was a little nervous about moving into a fifth wheel camper with a 2-year-old and a Labrador. Still pretty nervous about it, actually, but it's been pretty good so far. It's kind of fun being out there on our land and playing with the animals and things like that. It makes me kind of want one of those new Super Duty duallys.
Yeah, there you go. With the Deweys on it.
There you go.
No.
There's where the finance comes
exactly, yeah. She's the no person. I'm the yes person, and she is the no person, for sure.
Still working on that car in the barn?
No, man, it's done. I finished it about 2 weeks before our daughter was born, and now I have a 2-seater hot rod that I can't drive because there's 3 of us and a baby, so it just sits there and looks pretty, which is probably cheaper on me anyway.
I gotcha. So what kind of financial deals are going on?
They have low APR on several different models right now, but I think the most exciting thing for consumers is that they have 90 days no payments. So you don't have to
get through Christmas.
Right. You can get through Christmas. You can get through registering and paying your tags. And then you still have that third month. And then you make a payment.
Right. Well, and another option that Brittany's been diving into quite a bit is the leasing, because obviously vehicles are extremely expensive, and the standard interest rates traditionally have been higher than they were in previous years. And when you lease, that payment drops significantly. And most people aren't keeping a vehicle past 2 or 3 years anyway before they're trading. And the benefit to a lease is there's no negative equity to deal with at the end.
So you just turn it back in and start over.
Yeah, so you're getting a lower payment. You come in, get a brand new one, and that benefits, you know, farmers and ranchers on like a that have an F-150 that they run to Oklahoma City with and different things like that. Not particularly the truck they're feeding out of, but it's nice to have something an option to where you can lower a payment to have a spare vehicle or something like that as well.
So is there such a thing as leasing farm trucks?
There is, if you want to take that gamble, you know, I mean, they still have to be in pristine condition and well-kept. And Brittany actually has some products there that help with that. But yeah, I've seen it, truthfully.
It wouldn't happen to my operation.
No, it wouldn't.
Odom ought to be a good spec for
that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I think they would probably just let him keep it at the end. There wouldn't be much left.
So do you guys retrofit any of those before they go on the lot, or do you wait for somebody to come in and they put the bet on there, or you do both, the bet they want?
Yeah, we do both. Typically, you know, in the past, we always had one sitting there with a bet on it, but now there's so many different beds and brands and everything, you can't really guesstimate what somebody's going to want, and they're so difficult to change after you've put a bet on it, you know, if you walk in and want a different one.
Because they're all wired different.
Yeah, and the availability of beds has increased as well, so now, you know, it's such a quick turnaround process. We typically, if you come in and buy a truck and we send it to wherever has the bed that you want, and you can typically be driving it in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, so it doesn't take very long at all.
What's the most favorite bed?
I would say on the spike beds, it's Butler.
Right.
Just for the simplicity and the price and things. And then on the arm bed, it's still Dewey's, I think.
Yeah. That one that I got on my truck that I got from Doug.
Yep.
In 2018.
Yeah.
It's going with me no matter what I do with the truck.
Yeah, they're hard to, you can't really break them. They're hard to abuse.
Because I'll admit to you, I cussed Doug Gray for about 6 months, 9 months after he got me into that truck, because that was his truck.
Yeah, I think we all have at one point.
Yeah, and anyway, I was pretty good at. But once I figured it out, because all my hay was stacked wrong for it, every bale. And I was like, once I figured it out, and then once I figured out how, you know, because them had the extend arms on it. Mm-hmm. And once I figured out how cool these were to use, like lifting deer up on the dilly you just shot, you didn't get no blood on you. Or if you need to pick the front of an implement up on the back of your tractor so you can get the jack on it because it collapsed on you or something.
Right.
It's amazing what those arm beds are good for.
Oh yeah, man, they're definitely multi-purpose. We see people using them to lift engines and all kinds of different things.
Yeah, I bet nobody lifts more than they're rated for.
No, either. Definitely not.
Yeah, they probably yeah. So, what kind of great financing is going out on the trucks right now? Anything cool?
So the low APR is on F-150s, I believe. It's on Super Duties. Of course, it's for qualifying credit.
Right.
Bronco actually has some really good incentives right now. Bronco Sport. So I think every lineup that
has got something.
The SUVs are really competitive right now.
So how are your Bronco sales? Because I see a lot of farmers' wives driving around in it right now.
I have a text right now on my phone from somebody wanting me to quote a Bronco for them as soon as I get back. And they're really good, you know. I mean, during when Bronco first came out, it was like the most successful vehicle launch in automotive history. And so we just could not keep up with demand. Everybody wanted them. You couldn't get them built, and combine that with the pandemic and things. But now the supply has kind of caught back up, and they're still rolling out. I mean, it's you know, and in Sayre, we've got plenty of them. So we're offering big discounts on them right now. Big discounts on Bronco Raptor, which had those things were selling for $30,000 over sticker a year ago, and we've actually got them discounted. So it's definitely worth making the drive over to Sayre. We've got big savings on Expedition. I think I've got a Platinum that's $11,000 off MSRP right now. So
that help.
Yeah, and
that's the Cadillac, right?
Yeah,
Cadillacs.
Yeah. You know, it's a
interior in it. That's probably my favorite vehicle that we've got on a lot right now.
Yeah, I think there was one out in the parking lot when you pulled in, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, and it's we know it's a little bit of a drive over to Sayre, but we make it worth it.
It's Sayre's cool town. Yep. I know it's had its ups and downs. Sayre's a really cool town. Matter of fact, one of the listeners, Greg Hartman, just texted in, we bought one and we love it.
Yep. Yeah, Greg and Joni, they came in and got one, and that's the best part of our job, truthfully, is all of the local people and being able to help them. And, you know, obviously when we sell cars and service cars, that money goes back into the communities of Sayre, Elk City, and the surrounding towns through the schools. We're really big on supporting the kids, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And that's one thing I really like about the Lipscombs. You know, they really heavily focus our advertising and everything towards benefiting the kids, you know, as far as our funding that's available to make donations and different things. You know, we're always going to put the local kids first, and we like to recirculate that money back through the community.
Right. Well, I know one of the ladies, South Carter, between Carter and Willow, that has one, and we're going to use it this week to go hunt Bigfoots.
Oh, yeah.
On the river. Well, we're going to wait for the river to go down first.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You might want to come over. I've got some now that have snorkels on the hood of them. And
I think she does.
There you go. Yeah, those are perfect.
Because there's these little deals on the front of the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And she pulled in over the barn one day. She pulled in over there. I said, what's that for? She said, I don't know. So I Googled it. And I think it's for running straps down.
Yeah.
If you got the rack on top of the Bronco, so we figure if we put a rack on there and we do capture Bigfoot, we can strap him down with those deals on the front of the hood.
I'm thinking you're probably going to be coming in next week to get a new Bronco, Jimmy.
we're seriously going Bigfoot. There's signs of Bigfoot in the area.
Really?
Yeah, Western Oklahoma Bigfoot are different than ones from Eastern Oklahoma.
Yeah. So Odom's out there messing with somebody again.
Yes. Something got stirred up, and I'm sure Odom was involved. So, well, we got to go and tell everybody where Lipscomb Ford is in Sayre.
Yeah, you just go right down I-40, headed west. We're exit 25. It's maybe 12 miles from here. I make that drive every single morning. I live in Elk City. It's kind of odd. My dad, who's a partner, he drives from Sayre to Elk City to go to the Chevy store, and I drive from Elk City to Sayre to go to the Ford store, but anyways, we're exit 25 off I-40, and like I said, we, you know, come see us. We'll make it worth the drive for sure.
Well, here's the thing. You guys are coming back in sometime in the next couple months, because I want to hear some Talladega stories.
Yeah, we can tell you those for
Brandy
sure.
Brandy went to Talladega just to watch a wreck. There was no wreck. Every time I went, there was at least one.
Yeah, that's why she booked it there, because she was like, I always see, you know, the big one, the big crash and everything. And so we drive all the way to Talladega, and it's the first time in history, I think, that they didn't have a single crash.
The big nothing.
Yeah, because that race can get boring if something doesn't happen. And it doesn't get crazy boring, because what are they, 200, 205 miles an hour,
yeah,
around there, just full blast, the draft. And, you know, like I told you guys, I hadn't been down there since Dale Earnhardt passed, and that was my favorite place to go. I mean, it's just free camping. That's, yeah, where the party's
big
at.
Big party, man, for sure. Yeah, and we'll have to come back in and update you on camper life, you know. You have to see if I've got my hair grown out and a beard and all that stuff.
Yeah, and she's driving a Bronco with flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brittany, Keaton, thanks for coming in, and we'll see you guys over there.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break, and then I got Mr. Jimmy Ammons coming on right after this break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Carvan Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar!
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All I can say is yeehaw. All right, let's check out some weather in northwestern Oklahoma. I'm going to get as close to, which is closer, Putnam or Camargo to you? All right. We're going to do, let me get that changed here. Mr. Emmons is in the studio with me, so I was trying to get that closest to him, closest mezzanet. Here it is, Putnam, 53 degrees, dew point's 49, humidity's 89, 24-hour rain total, 1.20 inches of rain. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 24 with wind gusts up to 30 right now. Sunset at 5:27, and they don't have anything else on. There we go. They missed. So there's 90% chance of rain showers today. I think they're past 64 for a high, 41 tonight and sunny, and 57 tomorrow. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Jimmy Emmons. Jimmy, hello.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, hello, Jimmy. This is another. I have a lot another of Jimmy show. It's Jimmy's just a good name is all I can tell you.
It must be.
Well, breaking news. And caught me by surprise, but I was happy you were, they nominate you?
Well, so the selection or transition team of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. asked me Thursday at noon if I would submit my name for Secretary of Ag. And then we started that process then. So I was surprised, and everybody's been surprised, but what a great opportunity for Oklahoma and myself to be honored to be in the list of the running of Secretary of Ag at USDA. Jimmy, I'm just really blessed and overwhelmed at the support that's coming in for this. And so it's going to happen very shortly. So I'm needing my name out and support from all the farmers and ranchers and Oklahomans and across the country.
What do they need to do?
Well, I think right now what we need to do is call our senators and our House members. The Oklahoma delegation is all behind me and confirmed that they support me so that they can spread the news to the administration of Mr. President Trump, as well as Kennedy has some influence over there as well. So call your local senators, Mark Wayne Mullen, James Lankford, and call the Frank Lucas and all the congressmen and women that we have that's in the delegation.
Stephanie Bias. Yep.
Everybody.
Well, that's awesome. Local cowboy, soil health specialist, the guru, what you want to call it. That was just an awesome announcement. So we need to do that. And, you know, because we need, you said it, we was talking right before the show, we need to get agriculture back into agriculture.
Yeah, I was talking the other day on the interview that, you know, agriculture really shouldn't be about politics. It should be about helping farmers and ranchers and foresters and all forms of agriculture across the country and the food that produces. And politics shouldn't play into that. We should be able to recruit good people into the government to work for us that will communicate more effectively with farmers and ranchers or whatever form of agriculture you're in. I keep saying farmers and ranchers because that's what pertains to Oklahoma, but I mean, there's oyster farmers and shrimp farmers and foresters. I mean, it's agriculture is broad, and the pork industry is very important to Oklahoma, as well as beef and other commodities. So it's about all ag. And, right. I think that, you know, we need efficiency in the USDA. I think we need to focus them dollars on programs that makes, you know, sound sense to farmers and ranchers out here. In the former administration, when I worked at USDA under Secretary Trump and under Secretary Bill Northey. We traveled all across the country and stopped in offices to see if the programs were working for farmers. And are they working for the local offices? And what we found is no in a lot of cases. And so, you know, I want to reach out to them local offices and make sure that our programs are really working on the ground. And how can we change them? And does Jimmy's application need to be 46 pages long for CSP or other programs? How do we find efficiency so our employees on the ground are not in the office all day double, triple, quadruple, tripling signatures on an application or on a program so that they can get out and work with technical assistance on the ground?
Right. Yeah, that's so important. I remember back in the day, like back in the 80s, it was not the FSA, what was the ASCS office. And anyway, they were out routinely on your farms, you know, doing this, doing that. And it was just, you know, it was like the neighbor next door. And now those guys are so wrapped up in paperwork in there. That's why you have to do appointments.
Right, right. And that's why I said they're so busy, bogged up in paperwork and bureaucracy, that they can't effectively do their job. I mean, they're doing the best they can do, and they're great people. But, you know, I've seen the hiring side and the nominees or the employees that want to be in part of the agencies, and they are not from agriculture. And we need to find a way to enhance that. If they're not coming back to the farm, we need them in USDA to help us be more effectively.
Right. Since COVID, or during COVID and since COVID, inputs have just gone out the roof. And it doesn't look like it's going to come back down. It might come down a little bit, but then you got inflation and you got all this going on. farmers and ranchers are very good at controlling things that they can control. Conservation, maybe get a new Ford pickup or something like that. If you were to become the USDA Secretary of Ag, what would you think about? How would you help the farmers and ranchers? Because our grain prices, yes, the cattle market's awesome right now. How often did that happen? You know, you take care of cattle. How often does that happen? The farming, the wheat price needs to be at $10 for those guys to even make any money. It's been hanging between $4 and $7, $8 for years now. What can we do to change that?
Well, we first of all, we got to get a farm bill out that's updated, that has the safety net under us that is current levels instead of the levels that it's been the past two bills. And they're working on that in House side. And Debbie Stabenow has made a push now to try to get something finished, but we're still a long ways apart in the Senate and the House. But that's the first thing we got to do, is get a good farm bill out to update them safety nets underneath us, so we can at least get that high cost of inputs back in check. Because, you know, it's been very hard to raise something the last couple, 3 years in the grain side and the cotton side here in western Oklahoma, just because of lack of rainfall and excessive heat. So that's the number one priority that we got to get done across the line. Or at least we got to get an extension with some help out there. They're talking about a bill now to help us in the interim. We've also got to get
Farm Act or something?
Yeah, Farm Act. But we also got to get an extension because we're going to run out of room. We're done past that time. And if we don't get an extension to the farm bill, then we're going to run up against payment limits as well. So there's a lot that's got to be happening in a short period of time. And that's the reason President Trump is trying to get all his nominees lined up before January 20th, so that we can get confirmed as quickly.
And get on with it.
And get on with it. Because we, probably the downfall of last time around, we like to never got in place. You know, I actually just had about 18 to 20 months to work once I got there. So, and part of that problem was they couldn't get nominees through the process, no matter how good you were.
Right.
And so.
Too much politics.
Too much politics. And once again, politics shouldn't be in the way of agriculture.
Yeah. They can do all that other stuff they want, but agriculture, that's the backbone of America.
And I think that's really what I bring to the table, Jimmy, is I want good, sound programs for farmers and ranchers that the office can administer quickly and to help farmers and ranchers and communicate with them. And I want to reach across the aisle and work together to solve this, because without agriculture and soil, we have nothing in our country. Our trade deficit is huge. Oh. It's huge. We have to fix that. You know, we're spending 2 to 1 in China. And, you know, so that's not fair.
That's a big topic right now, too.
It is.
You see it every day in the agriculture news.
So, you know, there's so much work to be done. And I told the transition team the other day, we can't turn the ship 360 while we're running wide open. But we got to start turning it around, and we got to save American agriculture, because we are the backbone of America. And, you know, for years we claimed we're feeding the world, and I don't believe we're doing that now. You know, we got to get back to energy independence, because that also helps support agriculture.
Yes.
With oil and gas and leases and pipelines and all the activity and workers that goes on. You know, a lot of them workers can work part-time in the oil and gas field as pumpers and pipeline.
And do their farming on the side
and
ranching.
And they can do their farming and ranching on the side. So all of that stimulates the economy. And so it's going to be a big, big, fast job. But, you know, I say this all the time, the greatest leader is only as smart as the people that surround him. And my platform is, I have people beside me, not behind me, but beside me, that will help me get this done.
We're going to take a break. You got time to stay here?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jimmy Emmons, who's been nominated to be Secretary of Agriculture under President-elect. Donald Trump's administration, and it's exciting in western Oklahoma for the last few days. It's like Party on, Jimmy Emmons. Anyway, so we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
What do these companies want from you?
When they call you, they want you to answer the phone. And whether it's Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, they also want customer service. Do what you say you're going to do. I mean, because when they're in a bind, they're in a bind. You want that company to think of you first. Oh, we need this. Well, call Brock. You call me. We'll get it taken care of. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing. And if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. If they call me, they're expecting me to get whatever task done. To a farmer, a tractor, combine, gets them up and running. He's back in the field, makes some money. Guy in the oil field, their piece of equipment's running again. That makes some money. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO Equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
A half ton of steel on top and country roads underneath mean your tires take a beating. Hi, this is Colin Dyson. That's why you need the best quality, because your family safety is too important. But you don't want to break the bank. With the buying power of the Ford Motor Company, Barbara Dyson Ford already has the top tire brands at the best prices. But now, they're even better. With our rebates right now, you can get the best quality tires for your family and keep even more money in your pocket for the holidays. Better tires at lower prices are part of the Barbara Dyson difference. Online at BarbaraDysonFord.net.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some ag weather for southwestern Oklahoma for Hobart Farm and Garden. Always, let's check out Mangum. It got pretty windy there about 3:15 this morning because I was watching Lacey. She was up awful early, but 57 degrees, dew points 57. The winds are out of the west at 18 miles an hour, 1.65 inches of rain in the last 10 days, which I think that included yesterday and today. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees. Sunset 5:31, 66 and cloudy today, 42 and partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, sunny and 64. It's going to be beautiful. Dr. Emmons on soil health I got a question for you. When's the last time you seen 58 degree soil, bare soil temperature on November 18th?
It's just wild. And it goes back to what the climatologist has been telling us about whiplash weather. It's all or none.
Yeah.
So it's 100 degrees, no rain. All rain, you know, warm, cool, cold all at once. So it's whiplash from one to the other. So, yeah, that's very unusual.
So how did you meet up with Robert Kennedy Jr.? How did that come about?
So he's really been studying regenerative ag for a good little while, and he done a podcast with John Kemp, and John and I are really good friends. And so that was one of the really cool things is to meet him through that process. And he understands that you know, healthy soil produces healthy plants and healthy animals and healthy bodies if we do that right. So that was an honor to meet him, and Bobby's all in to help us try to get up to scale.
Right, and there's a lot going. There's so much misunderstood in the world of agriculture, GMO. It's so misunderstood. And, you know, if you become Secretary of Agriculture, can you help us explain to the rest of the people that are not in ag about GMOs and stuff? That is so misunderstood.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we got to work on, and that's the reason I talk about reaching across the aisle. Maybe it's not across the aisle in the House and in the Senate chamber. It's also across the aisle to business world and how we do this all together. And how do we understand? How do we understand soil function? You and I were talking about the big rains that we've had lately. Now, they fell pretty good.
Right.
They haven't come in buckets like we have seen in four. But you and I experienced that we have very little standing water in the field. So we're making effective rainfall.
Right.
And that is so critical in our environment here. From here west is very hard to farm and ranch because of lack of rainfall. And so if that's your limiting factor, how do you make every drop count, and how do you make that effective? And that's building soil organic matter, which is carbon in the ground, to help that water holding capacity and infiltration rates. We've got to find a way for people to understand that,
right,
and to understand how that works and how we have changed that ecosystem and environment doing the practices that we've done the last 100 years.
I got one last question for you.
Sure.
What do you think is one of the biggest upcoming obstacles for cattle producers, and what can be done as Secretary of Agriculture to address this?
That's a big question, Jimmy. that's a huge question. Well, the one that's staring us right in the face is we're on the top of the market right now. Record highs. I think they're where they should be just because of inputs and buying new pickups and hay beds and stuff. You know, it takes $90,000, $100,000 to set a rig up to feed cattle. So
that's
a
lot of calves.
That's a lot of calves. And then if you finance that, for a few years, even with low interest rates, it takes a long time to pay that off. So we know that the market's going to flip. When you're on the top, you better be preparing for the other side of that. And how do we do that? And part of it at USDA is having the safety net under us. LRP is a great tool
yes,
to use.
Yes, it is.
And if you're not using it, you should be looking at it, because it is a great tool of marketing that's pretty simple to figure out. If you and I can do it, almost everybody can. And so USDA's got to help, and it's also in the feeding industry, in the packing industry.
There's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it, and how we have, access to good markets and fair markets. But there's also a lot of potential in that to, like you and I do, market our own meat out there. There's a lot of opportunity. The consumer really wants to know how Jimmy and Jimmy manage their cattle, how their beef is handled, how it's processed, how it's packaged, and the flavor and the taste is so much better. So there's lots of opportunity, but it's not easy.
No, it's not.
I think at USDA we need to help foster that. We've put out money through USDA to help packing plants get started. But then how do we help the producer to understand marketing? Quite truthfully, in the past, we've all just hauled our stuff to town and took whatever the market was.
Yep.
That is really not a marketing plan. And I've been guilty of that in the past.
Me too.
And I think I'm honestly saying that most of us are like that. We need to help producers understand marketing, how to utilize tools that we're putting out.
To put some extra money in their pocket to help with these higher inputs.
Right. And I agree with Farm Data Services' Mike Bertram that the 11th commandment should have been, we shall make a profit.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, we got about a minute left. Jimmy, tell everybody again what we need to be doing to help Mr. Jimmy Evans become the next U.S. Secretary of Agriculture.
Make your voice count. If you are in the mindset that a call or an email to your congressman or your senator won't help, you're wrong. Every email, every call you make makes a difference. You need to stress that we are happy to have an Oklahoma, take Jimmy's name out of it, an Oklahoman that would represent us in a good way from, you know, rural America. We're farmers and ranchers. I've been farming 60-some years. I put my first crop in at 9. So I want to represent farmers and ranchers in all agriculture across the country.
We want you there.
So make your voice count.
Right.
Call in, email in. Now is the time.
A second right. Cup of coffee.
Thank you, sir.
A bolt of lightning. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
They're finalizing plans to secure the border. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. That from the incoming border czar, Tom Homan, who says President-elect Trump has